1956, created in memory of Lee Carlton. Lee was my brother-in-law, extremely likeable character, loved life, loved any sporting event. And through the sad loss of Lee, we started the 856 Foundation, which is aimed to raise awareness of mental health complications for men and increase the profile of support. So basically, we were looking to get the word out there that, you know, it's time to talk, it's okay to talk. And that was our sole purpose. But because of the fantastic support of, you know, the local community, we're doing so much more than that now. We're now looking to move men's time events. So these encouraging men to come out and talk and open up if they want to, or just socialise. Just come out for the night and forget about all your, everything that's going on in your life.
Tell us about this bowling night that you set up.
Yeah, so that's our first event. That's next week. So it did fill up very quickly. But as these events grow, we'd like to offer them out to more men. Thursday night next week, we have got... We're at Strikes at 7 p.m. Even if you wasn't able to get a place, if you want to come down and see us and just speak to us and say hello and find out about other events, we'll be there. It's going to be a great event. Hopefully we'll be able to encourage men to come and talk and open up.
Without going into any detail or anyone's, personal life, do you know of anyone that has found you that is like, wow, you've made such a difference to me already?
Yes. I mean, every time we're at a fundraising event or some type of event, although we're there with the stall and we're selling little Time to Talk and 856 Foundation merchandise, we're there raising awareness as well. And the amount of people that come up to us and just, we're taken back by how, people open up and how big mental health is at the moment. And people just openly come and talk. And before you know it, you're having a conversation and they've opened up. And we're talking about potential avenues and pathways that we could potentially help this person. So it's just really... surprising how quickly people do open up.
I saw you at Grand East Anglia Run most recently, and you had a massive team. Everywhere I looked, 856. How did that event go for you? And I mean, physically, the race itself.
Yeah, well, it was brilliant. Physically for me, unfortunately, I wasn't able to run it. So, so physically, it was okay for me. But saying that, it was a long day. But it was absolutely fantastic. And again, for everyone, we didn't have to twist any arms. This is just people wanting to get involved, to be part of a group, part of a community. It was brilliant. And the whole feedback from the day was brilliant as well.
Well, if you want to learn more about the 856 Foundation, they are Radio West Norfolk's Charity of the Month. You can not only help them, they can, of course, help you if you think that you are struggling with mental health at the moment. It could be as simple as just donating a few pennies or some time or just chatting to them. They are all there for you. And these brilliant men tonight start soon as well. I think, like you said, the first one sold out, but you will be doing more.
Yes, definitely, yes. Yeah. And then they'll be varied around different types of sport. Some may not even include sport. We'd love to sort of open this up to the ladies in future, maybe, and have a craft workshop or something like that. Just the more that they grow, there will be no limit to what we do.
Matt, it's amazing, and I can't believe how many people you've helped and the difference 856 Foundation has made in such a short time.
Yes, and I'd just like to say thank you to Radio West Norfolk for making us their Charity of the Month and acknowledging our hard work.